Hello, everyone, and welcome to Let Go and Let God.
Let go and let God. Always let him lead. Whatever faces us, he is all we need. Let go and let God show us the right road. Unburden our load. Let go and let God.
You're listening to Let Go and Let God with Art Soriano. Hello, everyone. Did you have a good week? More importantly, did you find time to pray to Jesus? Prayer is how we communicate with Jesus and build a meaningful relationship with him. The more we pray, the stronger our relationship with Jesus becomes, and in time, we learn how to let go and let God, which is when we give him all that is troubling us and let him handle it. This lets us live our lives without fear, worry, or anxiety, and instead, we live in peace and contentment. Frankly, there is nothing more important than prayer. I never understood any of the things I just said, and for too many years, I had very little faith and no relationship with Jesus. Luckily for me, that all changed 14 years ago when a series of events, no doubt created by the Lord, led me to find Jesus, and today my faith is stronger than ever. So if you're struggling with your faith, have doubts, or lack faith, please keep listening because together we'll get you to a better place. On our last show, we spoke about when we are truly sorry, and how it is not enough to say the words, "I'm sorry," but that we need to be sincere and genuine when seeking forgiveness from others and especially God. I think today's topic may hit home with many of our listeners. Today's topic is giving up on church. The number of Christians attending church has been and continue to be in a steady decline. We can look at statistics, but more importantly, we need to look at the reasons why many people are giving up on church. Approximately 40 million Americans have left their houses of worship since the year 2000. If asked, most of these people will say they are still Christians, but that they don't go to church. The reason is they have chosen to practice their faith in other ways. When looking into the reasons more deeply, the bottom line is that they left their church because they no longer felt they were getting what they needed spiritually. Perhaps the priest or minister was too conservative or not conservative enough. Maybe the mass was too long and boring, or possibly the music was bad. There could be any number of reasons. Frankly, I can understand how someone can easily be turned off by these experiences because I went through much of this myself when I was younger. If it were not listening to the priest at the pulpit who was enamored with himself or every week was asking for money, there was the long, overdrawn, and boring homily that put everyone to sleep. The out-of-tune choir singing along with the out-of-tune cantor while the organist kept playing wrong notes, or the music director who thought church music was an opportunity to show off their talents rather than have music to motivate and inspire the congregation. So yes, I left the church and left it many times because I could not relate. Yet, ironically, it was my going back to church that led me to Jesus. But I am one of the lucky ones. It is true that I only went back to church initially because I had recovered from my paralysis and I was looking for an opportunity to play guitar. So I joined the church band. But after a couple of weeks, all that changed and I found myself wanting to go to church and connect with the Lord. Now when I look back and ask why, I realize it was because of the whole experience. The priest, the welcoming community, the music and the message communicated every week in the homily. Church is important and can have so much value provided we attend the right church. Understanding why we must gather together for the Lord is another part of living life as a Christian. As we continue with today's topic, giving up on church, we can turn to the Bible to understand why, as Christians, we need to go to church where it says, Matthew chapter 18, verse 20, "For where two or three are gathered in my name, there am I among them." This Bible verse makes it clear to understand that attending a church is where we find the Lord because He is there. So those of us who say, "I practice my faith in my own way," are not fulfilling our complete commitment as Christians. That is not me being critical or judgmental, because as I said earlier, I was that person. If the reason one chooses not to go to church is that they don't have the time, think about that and realize that we do have the time. Want to sleep in on a Sunday or play golf? Go to the vigil mass the evening before or a mass on Sunday night. If the reason is that we can't relate to the priest or minister, then try a different church or ask friends where they go and what they like about their church. The point is, we can find the right church as long as we are willing to look. The first song I'm going to play today has a nice message that ties into our Christian faith. As Christians, it's important that we put the needs of others before our own, and one way we do that is by being generous and thoughtful. The song is called, "Giving is Much Better Than to Receive." When giving, we must give from the heart for the right reasons and never give something to someone only so we get something in return. In the verses, we hear that too many in our world are selfish and think only about their needs. But when we learn to give, we find love because giving comes from God. Then in a chorus, the joy of giving that we experience because we are pleasing others and most importantly, pleasing God. The words in the chorus are, "Giving is a feeling that comes from your heart. The Lord says to give, for we shall not want. Giving helps so many, all those who are in need. Giving is much better than to receive." Please listen now to my song, "Giving is Much Better Than to Receive."
Many in this world have so much they could share. Some just don't see the need, others just don't care. But when we learn to give, we find the meaning of love. For every good gift comes from God above. God taught us all to love and to give. Open your heart, it's how we should live. Giving is a feeling that comes from your heart. The Lord says to give, but we shall not want. Giving helps so many, all those who are in need. Giving is much better.
much better. Giving is the feeling that comes from your heart. The Lord says to give, for we shall not want. Giving helps so many, all those who are in need. Giving is much better
than to receive.
You're listening to Let Go and Let God with your host, Art Suriano. If you would like to learn more about Art, email him your questions, or listen to the music you are hearing on these shows, go to his website at www.artsuriano.com or find him on Facebook, YouTube, Spotify, iHeart, or Apple. That's www.artsuriano.com.
Today we are talking about giving up on church. In our discussion, we looked at the reasons why many of us have stopped going to church, but why it's important that we find a way to start again. I know that's not easy. So let's start with the first thing we need to do, and that is make a promise to ourselves that we would like to go back to church. Without that, we can't move forward. Once there, ask why we stopped going and see if anything has changed since then that could make going back possible. For example, maybe there's a new priest or minister since leaving. Maybe they have a new music director. If we left for those reasons, then it's easy to go back. But in some cases, we'll need to find a new church, and that requires some research and possibly trying a couple of churches until finding the right one. But for this, we have help, and that help is prayer. If we open up to Jesus and let him know that we want to go to church and why we have stopped, ask him to help us find the right church to attend. Make this request when we pray a priority and pray on it often. Jesus will intervene in ways we can't imagine. We may find ourselves having a detour one day driving home from work and passing by a church we didn't know was there. We may wind up in a conversation at the office one day with some co-workers who are speaking about their church, and suddenly we're invited to attend with them. Look at me. It was a phone call from a friend I hadn't spoken to for a couple of years, asking me to join his church band. And at that time, I wasn't even praying. But through prayer, we have so many things that come our way when we consistently pray on them. We have to be patient and remember that the Lord works on his timeline, not ours, and that what we pray for is something the Lord wants us to receive. When we pray, it's vital. We are thankful for all we have and pray for others. If we have family or friends who we wish would attend church, we can pray for them and ask Jesus to intercede and help them find their way back to church. There is nothing we cannot accomplish through prayer. Understanding how prayer is the direct link between us and the Lord is another step in living life as a Christian. The next song I'm going to play today is a fun song that tells the story of Jesus performing his first miracle when he converted water into wine at a wedding in Cana. Mary, his mother, asked him to help out because they were running out of wine, when at first Jesus did not want to because he felt his time had not yet come to perform miracles. But Mary was able to persuade him to change his mind. She told the servants to do whatever Jesus said, and they complied. Suddenly, their water baskets were full of wine from Jesus performing that miracle. The song I'm going to play is called Water into Wine. Listen to this jazzy rendition telling the story of the wedding at Cana and Jesus achieving his first miracle and how he was able to save the wedding and please his mother. Listen now to my song, Water into Wine.
Along with Mary to a wedding where he knew the bride.
Listening to Let Go and Let God with your host, Art Suriano. If you would like to learn more about Art, email him your questions, or listen to the music you are hearing on these shows, go to his website at www.artsuriano.com or find him on Facebook, YouTube, Spotify, iHeart, or Apple. That's www.artsuriano.com.
According to the church calendar, we celebrate the fifth Sunday of Easter. In today's gospel, Jesus says, "I am the vine, you are the branches." He also refers to God his Father as the vine grower. In essence, what he is presenting to us are three images. He is the vine, we the believers are the branches, and his Father grows the vine. When we believe in Jesus and remain in him, we will bear much fruit. But those who do not will be thrown out like a branch and wither. Jesus says further, "If you remain in me and my words remain in you, ask for whatever you want and it will be done for you." Here, he is telling us that if we believe, he will provide and take care of us. I chose Psalm 30 for today. "I will praise you, Lord, for you have rescued me." The psalm written by David praises God for his mercy and rescuing his people. In writing the music for this psalm, I used the ancient text supported by a contemporary musical style and arrangement. The psalm is published by Worship Now. Please listen to my version of Psalm 30, "I will praise you, Lord, for you have rescued me."
I will praise you, Lord, for you have rescued me.
You're listening to Let Go and Let God with your host, Art Suriano. If you would like to learn more about Art, email him your questions, or listen to the music you are hearing on these shows, go to his website at www.artsuriano.com or find him on Facebook, YouTube, Spotify, iHeart, or Apple. That's www.artsuriano.com.
Each week, we conclude with a special message or story from God's Corner. This is titled, The Rose. Delusioned by life with good reason to frown, for the world was intent on dragging me down. And if that weren't enough to ruin my day, a young boy out of breath approached me, all tired from play. He stood right before me with his hand tilted down, and with great excitement, look what I found. In his hand was a rose. What a pitiful sight, with its petals all worn, not enough rain or too little light. Wanting him to take his dead rose and go off to play, I faked a small smile and then shifted away. But instead of retreating, he sat next to my side and placed the rose to his nose and declared with surprise, "It sure smells pretty, and it's beautiful too. That's why I picked it. Here, it's for you." The weed before me was dying or dead, not vibrant of colors orange, yellow, or red. But I knew I must take it, or he might never leave. So I reached for the rose and replied, "Just what I need." But instead of him placing the rose in my hand, he held it in midair without reason or plan. It was then that I noticed, for the very first time, that weed-toting boy could not see. He was blind. I heard my voice quiver, tears shone like the sun, as I thanked him for picking the very best one. "You're welcome," he smiled, and then ran off to play, unaware of the impact he'd had on my day. I sat there and wondered how he managed to see a self-pitying man beneath the old willow tree. How did he know of my self-indulged plight? Perhaps from his heart, he'd been blessed with true sight. Through the eyes of a blind child, at last I could see. The problem was not with the world, the problem was me. And for all those times I myself have been blind, I vowed to see beauty in life and appreciate every second that's mine. And then I held that wilted flower up to my nose and breathed in the fragrance of a beautiful rose. And smiled as I watched that young boy, another weed in his hand, about to change the life of another unsuspecting old woman or man. Well, that's all the time we have today, but thank you for tuning in to this episode of Let Go and Let God. We are pleased to have been chosen by FeedSpot.com as one of their top 20 contemporary Christian music podcasts. Please remember to like our podcast, write a review, or share the show with a friend. Remember to reach out to Jesus this week and pray. Get to church and start building a relationship with the Lord. Have a blessed week, and I look forward to seeing you all next time on Let Go and Let God.
Let go!